Come on. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. This is part 10 of Paulus F. Falk's recollections of attending Elkhorn College nearly a century ago. It is 1912, and the basketball team that Paulus has organized has been challenged to a couple of games at Dana College in Blair. Our train to Blair was late, but when we arrived, a couple of Model Ts were waiting to take us to the college. One of the drivers asked our coach, Mr. Debble, if there was a Falk on the team. I stepped over to him and told him my name, and he asked if I was the Reverend Falk's son. I told him I was, and he said, "You ride with me. We are in a hurry to get you up to the college, as they're waiting supper for you fellows. We can talk on the way up." When I got in the car, he introduced himself as Harold Svensson. He told me that Father had been their pastor at Staplehurst while he was pastor at Cordova. He said he remembered my parents very well and that they had had a baby, which must have been me. When we got to the college, the dining hall was empty, but a table had been set for us. We had to hurry our supper a little due to our late arrival. The Dana gym was somewhat larger than ours, with a high ceiling and well lighted electrically. Both sides of the gym were filled with spectators. Besides this, there was a gallery of foot-wide planks about 10 feet above the floor, the full length of the building, and this was completely filled with student spectators. This was called the chicken roost at Dana. The Dana coach, Mr. Gaydew, wanted Mr. Debble to referee that game, but he declined. He then asked me if we had an objection to his refereeing. I told him no. We were well pleased with his past officiating. And this time, they did not surprise us as they had at Elkhorn, but the final score was still heavy in Dana's favor. However, our free throw shooting held up fairly well. After the game, we were invited downtown for coffee and refreshments. It was a nice, zippy evening for the walk. On our way back to the college, Mr. Gaydew and Mr. Debble were in the lead, and Alfred Pedersen and I were right behind them. Suddenly, Mr. Gaydew stopped and pointed to a house across the street and said, "Isn't that smoke coming from that house?" We all rushed across the street with the two coaches in the lead. Mr. Gaydew pounded on the door, but there was no answer. He then tried the door and found it unlocked. He and Mr. Debble went in, and we could see that the room was filled with smoke. Pretty soon they came out carrying a small sofa or overstuffed chair between them, which was emitting considerable smoke but no flames. There was a pump quite close to the house, so a couple of us ran over to it. A pail was standing on the platform, and we immediately started to fill it. Mr. Gaydew came over, grabbed the pail, and ran back to the object, which was now in flames, and started pouring the water on it. We stayed at the pump, and he came back for another pailful, and this put the fire out. By this time, a couple of people had arrived, and Mr. Gaydew told them what had happened. These people were the owners of the house, and they thanked Mr. Gaydew for the prompt action he had taken, which undoubtedly had saved their home. The next afternoon, we played the seminary team. They were considerably older than we were, and had played together for a number of years, and were undoubtedly one of the reasons why Dana had such a good team, with the opposition they could give them. The team members, F.C.M. Hansen, J.P. Magnuson, H.A. Svensson, K.M. Mathiesen, and Sherman Bondo, were later all ordained pastors in the United Danish Evangelical Lutheran Church. They were a well-organized quintet who played a hard, clean game, so we took another drubbing. Basketball continues next week. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Ha det godt i dag.